Hello and welcome to ADHD Fest, the podcast all about adult ADHD with a little bit of self-development and law of attraction thrown in there. I am your host, Tara Pratt, and today I want to share with you a technique that I absolutely love to use and I feel like has definitely helped me process my ADHD, but also manifest some great things into my life. So it's a double whammy this week. We're talking spirituality and ADHD all wrapped up in one, which is my favorite type of episode. So this strategy, technique, whatever you want to call it, when we go to therapy or when we are trying self-development books, we're trying to improve upon ourselves or we're trying to work through some really hard emotions or work out what we want, anything really. One of the top recommendations, you will find it everywhere, absolutely everywhere, is journaling. Don't skip the episode yet because it's not, my technique is not journaling, but I just want to use it for comparison. So it's one of the number one tools. It's really effective. It's just writing out your thoughts on a particular topic. Sometimes you can have a prompt, a journal prompt that asks you a question and you free write on that. Or sometimes it's just writing down your feelings. It's for when we're trying to work through any mental or emotional struggles through therapy or self-help, or just when we're trying to retain information, we are told, write it down. That's the number one tip. And that is a great tool and one that I really enjoy. I love writing, but only in small doses. To get the most benefit, we usually write a stream of consciousness, but my thoughts race so fast that my hands cannot keep up. I don't know about you. It's the ADHD brain. The hyperactivity is all in my mind. It's always chattering over itself, jumping from topic to topic. It's really hard for me to write at that speed, particularly when I'm not feeling too fast physically. Don't get me started on my dislike of typing. I don't know what it is. I just love to write with pen and paper, but that is not good for my clutter because I've got notebooks everywhere. My favorite alternative and the topic of today is actually talk journaling. I've completely made that word up, I think. I was going to call this episode verbal processing, but I realized when I was doing my research that that is something completely different. So I decided to call it talk journaling. This is where instead of your stream of consciousness, writing it down on a page, you're going to speak it out loud. And I kind of do a form of this on the podcast. But the beauty of this is we can talk journal out loud just to ourselves, or we can use a text-to-speech technology that will actually write it down for us. And we can go over that at a later date. We can look at that and see what came up. We don't need to remember everything that we said. It's usually not that grammatically correct, but you'll get the gist when you're reading it back. So this is just a really great tool if you find journaling difficult. So how does this talk journaling help? It helps with emotional regulation. That's the number one benefit for me personally, because with ADHD, emotional regulation can be an issue. It affects everyone differently. There's lots of symptoms and behaviors around ADHD, and you can have them to a lesser degree or a higher degree. Emotional response is quite high in me. I'm not sensitive, but I do feel things more deeply, which I didn't know before. I thought I was just responding in a normal way. And I still do think I respond in a normal way. I feel like other people under respond to things. Like, I've got a strong sense of justice. I'm right and wrong. Things do deeply affect me. And I've learned that about myself. And I do shield myself from upsetting things like the news or upsetting programs. But sometimes life is just emotional, isn't it? It's just stressful, life in general. And when you are feeling your emotions more deeply, whether positive or negative, it's going to have a big impact if something big comes along. So emotional regulation is the number one thing I use this for. It really helps to process my emotions out loud. When I'm emotional in particular, that inner voice in my mind is jumping from topic to topic wildly. It's making connections all the time. And some of them are great, some of them are answers and some of them are solutions, but I can't hold on to the thought long enough to actually take it in and work out, oh, actually, yeah, that makes sense. So saying it out loud slows my brain down. My brain is listening and it untangles that stream of consciousness. It helps me hear the limiting beliefs more clearly. Like, There's something about saying your thoughts out loud and hearing them back that just makes you perceive them differently. I can hear the limiting beliefs and I'm like, whoa, that's not true. Especially if you can connect deeply and just say whatever comes out of your mouth, then you really hear those deep buried limiting beliefs come out. It also helps us to connect the dots and find answers to why you may be feeling a certain feeling when you are emotional. Because sometimes we feel emotional and we don't actually know why. And it's only once we start letting those feelings out verbally that we're like, oh yeah, I was upset before. Especially with ADHD, I can be upset and 5 minutes later, I'm still feeling upset, but I've completely forgotten why. I don't know what the event was that triggered that upset. And I have to retrace my steps and work out, oh yeah, it's because of this, which really helps because sometimes I can be feeling upset over something relatively minor. It's never anything super minor, but like say I've forgotten to pack something for Theo for school, that really upsets me. I really hate letting him down and I can feel upset over that. But then half an hour later, I've forgotten why I'm feeling upset. And it can be quite distressing because then I'm like, oh no, is it something really bad? What am I upset about? Is it, have I done something really wrong? And when you verbal process it and you retrace your steps, then I'm like, oh, it's because I forgot that thing for Theo and actually there's nothing I can do about it. So it just gives me that little bit of reassurance. Also, I think we all know venting can help process your emotions and it's a fine balance because sometimes when you are, I like to call it hyperverbal. I don't know whether I am classed as that or not, but I love to talk. I absolutely love to talk. And if I don't talk, then the thoughts are talking all the time. So I call this hyperverbal in myself. And I'm very wordy. And the thing is, once I am talking, I can think of the next thought very quick. I never think more clearly than when I'm speaking out loud. I can think of the next topic and the next topic and it all makes sense and I connect the dots. So when you're venting, this can work both ways because whatever you're venting on, it's going to enhance, it's going to intensify that feeling or mood, which, you know, if it's anger, might not be that healthy to intensify or escalate the situation. You want to make sure you're in a safe space, either on your own or speaking to someone who isn't angry that can kind of regulate you a bit. You don't want to be hyperverbal, venting and angry when you're in the middle of an argument or something because it does intensify those emotions. But that is not always a bad thing. Sometimes it's good to intensify the emotion that you're feeling so that you fully feel it. Some of those feelings aren't nice. They're not nice to feel. And I'm talking about in your body. Sometimes when people say to me, feel your feelings, I don't understand what they mean. I'm like, what does that mean? And I am very logical. I think a lot. I analyze a lot. I didn't understand that actually feeling your feelings means not thinking about why you're angry, not thinking about how you can stop being angry. That is not how to feel your feelings. It is just to physically feel. What does this feel like in my body? You don't even have to label it. That we do afterwards. You feel it first. And then when you calm down, when you've moved through it, and the only way to move through it and process it is to actually physically feel the sensations, physically cry it out if you need to, like just be intuitive about your physical body. And then we can review mentally from a calmer place. So sometimes intensifying those emotions can be helpful, saying it out loud, letting it all out, letting off the steam, feeling the physical feelings really strongly is gonna help it move through your body and it's telling your body that it's safe to feel those feelings. We don't have to stuff them down. So as I say, as long as we're doing this either in private on our own or with a really safe person, that is perfectly fine to vent and let them pass. When we talk out loud, we want to be as honest as possible. We don't want to be overly negative and we don't want to be overly positive. We're not trying to convince anyone of anything, not even ourselves. We just want to say what's true, what feels true in our heart. How are we actually thinking? What are the true thoughts? And not judge them. It doesn't mean that that's how we feel logically. It's just how we actually feel inside. And when you're saying them out loud, you really hear that inner critic. You really hear that self-criticism when it shows up. And it helps you to hear the severity of it. So say you go around thinking, oh God, I'm so lazy. Why can't I get up on time? Why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? The thoughts, they're harsh, but you kind of don't even fully notice them. You feel bad. you feel like it's justified. But when you say that out loud and you're mad at yourself and you are saying, why are you so lazy? You need to get yourself together. When you say those things out loud and you hear it back, you realize the severity of them. And it really encourages a little bit of self-compassion. Not that you won't say those things. You'll hear them come out and then you'll be like, okay, yeah, I should have been on time. Yeah, it is my fault. Is there something else at play here? Why? You just get a bit more curious when you're talking through it. Now, I said earlier that this works best when you are speaking from the heart and when it's just flowing from you like a stream of consciousness. But you might find that difficult, particularly if you don't class yourself as hyperverbal. For me, it works so well because I can just talk. I've always known it about myself, but I only consciously realized it when I started therapy because God bless my therapist. We start the hour or 50 minutes, whatever it is, and I think she probably gets to talk for about 10 and I speak for the other 40. I just cannot stop myself. But it helps because I am talking to an actual person and it's helping me process things and it's helping me to work things out. But if you find that difficult, you could try a therapist, a talk therapy therapist that will listen to you. Sometimes we just need someone to listen. It feels silly to say it out loud to ourselves in a room. You could tell your pet. A lot of people talk to their pets and it's very similar. It's very similar to something I'm going to talk about in a minute, actually. But they're, you know, a safe, loving entity and you can talk to them and vent to them. Or if you really find it difficult to even know where to start, you can try EFT, which is an emotional freedom technique. I've spoken about it before. It's where you tap on certain points in around on your body and you speak emotions at the same time. You start with all the limiting beliefs and the negative and you get that off your chest and then you end with affirmations. And there are guided versions of those all over YouTube. But I recommend Brad Yates. I absolutely love Tap with Brad. He has guided EFT videos on YouTube for literally every topic. So just tap in Brad Yates anxiety, Brad Yates anger, whatever, and it'll bring something up. And I encourage you to try one of them just to get you going. But then if you can, don't stop there. Carry on yourself after that meditation's over because it's only like 5 minutes, 10 minutes max. Do it yourself and see what comes up while you are speaking freely like that once you're in the flow. It will really help you. So that moves me on to the exact same thing. It's still talk journaling, but when we are trying to manifest something positive. And I want to talk about what I call speaking to the universe. And it's exactly the same concept. I can't believe I didn't put the two of these things together. Because I kind of look at it as more of a spiritual thing and I tend to do it in the car. So after I've dropped Theo off to school and I'm going to the gym or I'm going back home or whatever I'm doing, I just use those 10 minutes to either listen to a podcast or I'm going to speak to the universe in those moments. And I speak to the universe when I'm struggling with something or when I'm trying to manifest or improve something. And it works in the exact same way as talk journaling. It's exactly the same feeling as talking to your pet. If you are an atheist, if you don't believe in spirituality, why do you talk to your pet? Because there's no guarantee that they understand you. They're definitely not going to talk back. So why would you speak to your pet but not speak to the universe or God? If you're an atheist and you don't believe they're going to talk back anyway, then what's the harm in it? I am not an atheist, obviously. I'm very spiritual. I'm not religious at all. But I see God as the universe. I think we are all one. I'm very into the physics of it. Anyway, speaking to the universe gives you the same feeling as speaking to a friend or speaking to a pet. It just connects you to life. It makes you present. And it gives this extra edge to the talk journaling. You're not just speaking to yourself in a room or in your car. You are giving your message over to the universe. So I'm going to walk you through how I do this. I ask my angels and the universe for what I want help with. I tell them what I'm grateful for. And I also ask them to help me release certain things. It is just a stream of consciousness. I don't plan it at all. I speak to them literally like my friends. For example, I did it today. I'd forgotten to drop off my son's costume for his dance. So I went to the school. I had to stop and get petrol first. And then I was going to the school to drop it off. And the timing, as I pulled into the car park, his little class came skipping out of the door at that exact moment. I have no idea what time they go to classes, what time they go to lunch. I don't know where they were going. I assume lunch because it was about lunchtime. But no other classes were there, just his. He came skipping out the door, all happy. And his little friend pointed me out and he was like, yeah, that's my mum. That's my mum. Hi, she's bringing my costume. And you know when it was a sunny day and I'm feeling happy anyway. And I just thought, wow, that is just an amazing feeling. Nothing makes me happier than seeing him light up and getting to see him before he even knew I was there, just skipping and really happy in school. Like, that is just what life is all about for me. It felt divine. So when I got back in the car, I just had to say thank you. I was like, universe, angels, thank you so much for lining that up perfectly. I can't believe I've been for petrol and everything. I have not timed this at all. And he was coming out the door as I pulled in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for all your help recently with work, where I've been confused or I've been not knowing fully what I want out of it. I've been finding it hard to make decisions. I found clarity the other day and I'd like to think you had a hand in that. And that's because I'd previously asked for help with that. And I don't know, who can say, we cannot prove this at the moment, what is manifested, what is coincidence. But me choosing to believe that that was from speaking to the universe does no harm. And in fact, for my mental health and well-being, it actually does a lot of good because I feel like I'm putting my feelings out into the universe. It's helping me to decide what I want. It's helping me to decide what's important and reflect and focus on those good things and also look for solutions, because scientifically there's something called the reticular activating system that is just in the back of your head, in the base. This is the thing that, you know, when you buy a new car and you don't see anyone else has got this car, you're like, yeah, I'm going to get a car that's super unique. I bought, just before the pandemic, worst time to buy, I bought a white Countryman Mini. And, you know, I'd obviously seen it before because that's where I got the inspiration, but I hardly ever saw them on the roads. Everyone's got Range Rovers. I mean, I live in the middle of the country, this is why. You know, you see the standard cars, but I didn't see this Mini Countryman anywhere really. Very few and far between. And as soon as I bought it, the minute I bought it, they were everywhere. Every roundabout I got to, there was a white Mini Countryman. Every time I parked in a car park, there was three white Mini Countrymans. They were always there. They haven't suddenly appeared. I didn't manifest those cars. It's my reticular activating system. Once you give it that message of, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I'm concentrating on, and it's completely subconscious, that little system will scan for it. Because there's so much information coming in through our eyes, through our feelings, through our senses, all the time. We can't possibly take it all in. We do, as particularly if you're autistic or you're ADHD, we do take in a lot more information than your standard neurotypical, but still, we don't take in all of the information all of the time. And we just want to signal to that little system in our brain, this is what I want to focus on. If we're going to take in so much information, we may as well aim it, right? We may as well aim it towards something. And that is what speaking to the universe does. It also, I believe, hands over some of your problems to the universe that you don't have control of. And I believe that the universe will put things in front of you to help you along that path. In fact, that's my experience. There's never been a time where I've asked the universe for help and there hasn't been some small nudge in the right direction. There hasn't been something that I could say, wow, that's a coincidence, isn't it? Except it's not. It's manifestation, guys. So can you see the way these two things are so similar? The only difference is mindset. Talk journaling is, my mindset is, I'm just trying to speak my mind loudly so I can hear it back and sort through it and find answers and solutions for myself. And that is great. That's a really healthy way to deal with and sort through emotions or problems or remember things and understand yourself better and develop some self-compassion. And it's a really positive way to improve your life. And the other one is doing the exact same thing, except instead of talking to myself and the only aim is to organize stuff, I am talking to the universe. I feel connected. I feel connection in my heart. I'm still organizing my own thoughts. A lot of times when I'm speaking to the universe and angels, I'll say something and it'll trigger another thought and I'll go, oh yeah, wait a minute, I've just thought of the solution myself. Actually, I don't need your help, universe. I've come up with a great idea that I would never have thought about before, just because I've said it out loud and I can hear myself think. So it's the exact same process, except you're adding in that layer of connection. And I believe manifestation, which we all want, right? We all want a little bit of help from the universe. The universe always has my back. Why wouldn't I speak that out? And even if you don't believe in it, there's literally no harm. In fact, it's only doing you good by speaking out loud. Your problems, what you would like from life, what you're ready to release from your life. And often I ask the universe and angels for help with how I want to feel and how I want to see myself. It's not always tangible things. That can be really good because you're not only asking the universe, you're actually sneakily asking your subconscious. And your subconscious will always come up with an answer. If you ask yourself the right question, your brain will always come up with the answer. And I got that from Tony Robbins when I went to his Unleash the Power Within event, which was amazing, by the way, but I digress. And it's always been true for me. It doesn't always come immediately, but it will come. And on the flip side, if you ask your brain the wrong questions, like why am I so lazy? Why can't I do anything? Why am I rubbish? Your brain is going to answer that too. It's going to make up reasons for why you're so lazy. So can you see, make sure you're talking out loud. Make sure you're hearing your thoughts. Make sure you are aware of what you are saying to yourself and what you're speaking into existence to the universe. I have absolutely loved this episode. I'm not going to blow my own trumpet. I don't know whether you enjoyed it or not, but I've done some serious out loud journaling on this episode and I've loved it. If you want to hear more content like this, please do let me know, because sometimes I feel like because I'm called ADHD Fest on this podcast, it might be a bit misleading and people don't want to hear about spirituality, they just want to hear about the ADHD. So do let me know if you enjoy this mix of content and anything else you want to know about law of attraction wise or ADHD wise, but particularly law of attraction wise. I could talk about it all day, all the live long day. Don't forget, the RSD Rescue Workshop is available online. The price went up. If you didn't get it last Sunday, it has gone up, but it's still very low. And I absolutely love doing it. And I've had such great feedback. If you're suffering with rejection sensitive dysphoria, don't forget to come and join us over in the Body Doubling membership. The link for that is down below too. And there's some freebies as well and the newsletter and stuff. And I'm mostly on Instagram, ADHD Fest, or TikTok, ADHD_Fest. And I'll leave it there for you guys. See you soon. Bye.